Okay, Perek Ayin Gimel in Sefer Tehillim. This Sefer starts the third book, as it's called. Tehillim is broken up into a number of books. This is starts the third book, Sefer Shlishi, as we had the end of the previous Perek, Kalu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. That was the last one that he wrote, even though we mentioned that he put it in the different order. It's not put it as the last one, the Radak says, because we want to end on a high at the end of Tehillim, but the Halalukas. But now we start Ayin Gimel, we start all of the Asafs, right? This is Mizmor La'Asaf, then we have Maskil La'Asaf, then we have Lamnatzeach Al Tashchis Mizmor La'Asaf Shir, Lamnatzeach Beniginos Mizmor La'Asaf Shir, Lamnatzeach Al Yedusun La'Asaf, and all the different Asaf ones. Asaf was a composer, and the Bnei Asaf in the Beis HaMikdash. Much of the next themes, as is pointed out, are more general than more specific stories, as we have seen recently. Rashi and the Radak both say that this parak specifically is about, and it's clear from the psukim, about the author is wondering about Tzadik Varalo and Rasha Vatovlo, even more so about Rasha Vatovlo. And the first half of the parak starts with Sveikus and wondering, and why is this happening? And the second half is that but when he really thinks about it, then he connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has the bitachon, then he's mischazik and he gets through it and he comes out even stronger. The Ber Yosef says that a lot of what the psukim here describe, the struggle that is goes through sometimes, and again, it doesn't say whether he actually had the struggle or he just wants to illustrate it for us. It says so much of it is, and there are many approaches to take with the issue of Tzadik Varalo, Rasha Vatovlo. The whole Sefer Eov discusses it. You know what? Let's just look at the Rashi and the Radak first before we go into the Ber Yosef. Rashi, the first pasuk. Let's just read the first pasuk first. Mizmor La'Asaf, Ach Tov Li Yisrael Elokim Lebarei Levav. Hashem is good to those that are strong and pure. Bari, the Mitzvot Sion says, Barur V'Naki Me'Averes Avon. So we start off, even before the Sfeikus, it's like the Bali Musar say, first comes Ein Kelokeinu, and then comes Mi Kelokeinu. Right? We could think and try to figure out as much as far as the mind could go, but first is Ein Kelokeinu. And then comes Mi Kelokeinu, then you start analyzing and asking questions. So that's this parak two. Ach Tov Li Yisrael Elokim. That's the statement. That's the statement. And we recognize that there's going to be difficulties and ups and the downs, but we say that as the statement. The Ber Yosef in Parshas Kisisa discusses that so much of it is because we are bound by time, and we only see a section of history. Section of history. Shitzorach ladas ki tamid anu omdim beemsa kol inyan ve'en anu beinenu ro'im b'shum davar u'mikre reishiso v'tachliso v'shleimuso. We don't see anything from start to finish. Right, we're coming in chapter 3. And we only see till chapter 7. Kisibas ha'isrofafus ho'emuna va'agorim l'kfira v'deos kozvos. What leads us to have doubts? Rachmana l'tzlan, mashanira l'chor, banhagas ha'olam, kolam hafach. El yonah l'matav v'datona l'malav. We see terrible things. Hein b'inyin ha'klal, hein b'inyin ha'prat. B'inyin ha'klal, sha'am ha'nivchar, sher tachlis b'riyas ha'olam, hu b'shvilo. The chosen people. And the whole world was created for us. Yisrael shenikru rachis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa lo kol kach nisim v'niflos. So many nisim v'nisiyas Mitzrayim. Ubu kriyas yamsuf. Ubu matan Torah. Ubu yason la'aretz. Haram Yisrael roves manam. And yet, most of our history is b'tzara, ubu mitzuka, and pogroms, and holocausts, and killings. This is the nation that Hashem loves. O misubalam b'chol mini yisurim v'radifos v'sakandos v'ayomim. Lufi azman vatkufa shaloch ora loksa chalila midas adin shetizora shelo lemar im bemes am Hashem atem asher bachar bachem mikol amim vohevaschem. Hashem loves you and you love Hashem. Im kain al mavalama kori lachem kol elo liyoshvalim v'nivzim yosim mikol am v'lashem were the most persecuted, and that's binyan aklal and also binyan aprat b'sheila hakaduma tzadik v'ra'al rosh v'tovlo. She'ela ha-minaseres ba'olam od mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asks this, ha'idir nesrachecha. And Asaf, he quotes our perek. Amar levucha v'ana kimat natoye ragloy, as we'll get to the psukim. I almost fell off my feet spiritually, and I saw what the hololim and what the Rishon were doing, and I said, eich yada kel v'yish de'a be'olyon. And the Rishon have shalva, and he quotes Chabakuk, right, so many of the Nevi'im. And yet the tshuva nachona is she'anachna omdim tamid rak be'emsa malacha. We're always just in the middle. V'hi ein af echad ba'olam she'hispik l'ros as Paul Hashem b'chol asher asa va'ose v'yase. Mitzchilas adoros ad sofam. Who sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in all the generations? V'asher yuchal la'amod al gamro v'shichlu lo. U'b'gal kotzer yimei ha'adam hu ketzar ha'ra'us. We don't see far. Right? Imagine you don't have glasses that you can see far. You just can't see clearly. We don't have glasses like that. We don't have glasses to see Tzadik Barala Rasha V'tovla. So that's the main topic of this parak. First half, the Sfeikus, and the second half, he comes out Mischazik. So let's read it. Mizra L'Asaf, again, starting off with the declaration. Achtov L'Yisrael Elokim L'Vari Levav V'ani Kim'at. I almost natoyu ragloi, right? My feet were led astray. Came out at the time before I focused and strengthened. Ka'ayin shubchu ashurai, like my feet. Ashurai is also my legs were poured out. Ka'ayin like nothing. Ki kinesi baholim, because you know what? I was jealous of those that were meholal, those that were just doing whatever they wanted. Shalom rishaim ereh. I saw the wickedness of the wicked and the peace that they had. I didn't read the Radak. The Radak says, "Zeh hamizmar b'mevuchas b'nei ha'olam al shalom harashayim v'ra'as ha'sadikim ba'olam hazeh." Right? This is what it's about. Va'asafa mishower hazeh medaber al loshono v'chein b'sefer Iyov, says the Radak. Harbei hirbal adaber b'zeh yam v'chein hanaviyim hirbal adaber b'zeh. Yirmiyo. Right? And that's what the Rashi also. That's how he starts off. And I know it's for good, though I don't understand it. And now, again, the first half of the Mizbar, back to Pasuk Dal. There's no pain to their lives. Ubari ulam. They are robust. They're healthy. Ba'amal enosh enemo. In the hard work of man, doesn't exist for them. Vim adam lo yinuga'u. And by other men, they're not hurt or plagued. Lachain anakas mogava, because they have everything going for them. Right? What is v'rambo v'avecha v'shachachta z'shem l'kecha? Their necklace is arrogance. Anakas mogava ya'atav shis chamos lomo. Right? Their shis is destruction and violence. Right? Yatav is a ma'ati for them. Is their envelope? It wraps them. Chamas lomo with vengeance. Yatzam echel v'edima. Their eyes are bulging from fat. Again, a lashon of just saying they have everything. Avru maskios levav. They have even passed their greatest dreams and fantasies of their heart. They've gotten even more than that. Right, the Rishayim. Yamiku vidabru vera oshek. They can all cause other people to melt, and they talk about wickedness all day. Mimarom yedaberu. They talk about from above. What's mimarom yedaberu? Rashi. Kigon paro v'sancherev v'nevuchanetzar. Three of our great enemies. Kimi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo. Right, says Paro when he's asked to let the Jews free. Mi b'cholalo hei ha'aratzos, Yishayo. E'ele albama se'av, right, by Nebuchadnezzar. So they speak from up above, mi mori midaberu. Shatu b'ashamayim p'yem, they put their mouths in heaven. U'lishonam tihalach ba'aretz, and their tongue goes on earth. The Rambam takes this pasuk and uses it to explain the process of Lashon Hara. The Rambam at the end of Tumas Aras waxes poetic and talks at length, in the last halacha of Tumas Aras, Perek Tezayin, then the Perek Tezayin, he talks about the process of somebody becoming a Ba'al Lashon Hara. And he says, V'zeo derech yeshivas ha'leitzim harashoyim. This is the way it goes. B'tchila marbim b'divrei havai. First people, they just talk narishkeit. They just talk foolishness. Not hurting anybody. Kinyush and Amr of a kol ksil berov dvarim. A fool talks about a lot of things. Right, we mentioned in the past the great quote: great people talk about ideas, medium people talk about things, and little people talk about other people. So once you start talking about things, that's the first thing. Then you start talking about negatively about the spiritual leaders. Once you start talking about negatively about the tzaddikim, tokach ye lohen hergil l'daber b'nevi'im, the even greater leaders, v'litein dofi b'divrayim, and start questioning their words. Kinyin shenemar v'yu mal'ivim b'malacheho elokim, u'bozim dvarav, u'metate'im b'nevi'av. U'mitokach, fourth level, boin l'daber b'elokim. Once you start having no respect for the leaders, so then it leads to God. V'kofrim b'ikr, shenemar, here's our pasuk. Shatu b'shamayim pihem. They put their mouths in the heaven. Ulashonam pialach ba'aretz. We go to the drasha. Mi garam lehem lehem. Who caused them to put their mouths up against God? Lishonam, shaholcha tchila ba'aretz. Because they made fun and they looked down on other people. Zui sichas harashoim shagoremes lehem yeshivas kronos v'yeshivas knesios shal am ha'aretz. Aval, says the Rambam. You want the positive? Sichas ksheri Yisrael v'tzadikehem. The sicha of those who are kasher. Eino ela b'divrei Torah v'divrei chachma. Torah and chachma. L'fichach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozer al yadan u'mezake osan ba. Hashem helps. Shenemar oz nidru yirei Hashem isha re'eo v'yakshev Hashem ha'yishma. Hashem listens. V'yikatev zeichev zikon lafana v'liyari Hashem u'lechoshvei shemo. So that's the Rambam at the end of Tumas Aras, where he quotes this pasuk. Lachain, pasuk Yud, we're up to. Yashuv amo halom. Because of all of this that I've described, that there's such great stuff going on for the Rishayim, even some of our own nation turns there. Yashuv amo halom. The nation turns there. Rashi says, Lefisha amo ro'im derech Rishayim tzalecha, because many of us see the wicked prospering. Yashuvu al derech ha-Rishayim lechoz bedarcheim. They'll start to going over to the Rishayim side. Back to the pasuk, umei malei, and the waters, the full waters, the waters, Rashi says, of Torah, yimatsu lama, will be squeezed out from them, or the Rashi continues, nechshavim kemo tamsis, umizulzalim be'inehem. It's mizulzal. V'yamru, and they say, eich yadakel v'yejdea be'elyon. How does Hashem know? How does Hashem know, based on what's going on? Based on what's going on, the Radak says, v'im yada darche ben yadam, if Hashem really knew and was involved, eich yada la'amo ha'holchim bedrachav. V'yetiv l'kofrim. How is such evil befall his nation? And the deniers have such great things going on, right? Eich yadakel v'yeshdi abelya, right? This is one of the animamins. One of the animamins, number 10, is Hashem is yodea, kol b'nei adam achshavosam, and this harva onesh. Hinei eile rishayim v'shal v'olam hisku chayel. These rishayim and these are those that have shalves hanefesh. They achieve greatness. Hisku chayel. Agrik zikisi labavi. For nothing I cleaned out my heart. Right? Why did I perfect myself? Ve'erchatz b'nikayon kapai. Some say this has to do with midos and maisim. Right? Just like we have the mitzvah of being like Hashem with midos and maisim. Remember, we're in Shabbos and Rebbe Elazar de Mila. Mahu rachum avatar rachum in midos. Va'anvehu, anivahu, the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota, mahu, the four actions, malbish arumim, by Adam and Chava, and Menachem Avelim, by Yitzchak, and Bikur Cholim, by Avraham, and Kover Mason, by Moshe Rabbeinu, that's an action. So here, this, it's a person who sees the Rishonim and says, what did I do it for? It's all larik luzikisi. I cleaned out my heart for nothing. Verchasbani kayon kapai, and I washed my palms, right? Maisi adayim. But ehi nagua kol hayom, and all I am, I'm plagued all day. They're not plagued, right? We said before, they are not nagua, right? Vim adam lo yunuga'u, that was in pasuk hey, and here I am nagua. V'sochachti labakarim, in every boker, every morning I get tochacha. Im amarti asapra kemo, if I would say everything that's in my heart, like I see it, hinei dor banecha bagadati, your children would just be treasonous. Meaning, what I see and I just take it on the surface, it's terrible, and it's people can be led astray. But now, all of a sudden, this is the turning point. I started to think about this, and if I would say anything, amalhu be'inai, that would be a sin, that would be terrible. I started, you see a little bit of a change here in Pasuk Tezayin. Maybe it means that when I think about this, I know it's wrong to have these fakas, but it's normal. Ad Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ad avo amikdash shekel, until I came to the mikdash. Avina lachri sama, and I understand what happens at the end. Ad avo amikdash shekel. So either this literally means Yerushalayim, the base of mikdash. Rashi. El mikdash shekel asheber Yerushalayim. Vera'isi mashiir besancherev. Sancherev was on top of the world. I saw what happened to him and his armies. V'yosaf yinosi la'achris harishoyim. Shehuli vadon. I know that is what ultimately is going to happen. That is Rashi. The Radak says this mikdash is not the physical mikdash. This has to do with the connection to Hashem, right? V'yasu li mikdash v'shachati besocham, says the Radak. Tarti b'libi ladazos ba'amal gadol. I wondered and focused on it with tremendous yegia and effort. V'lo mitzasi achabasi b'machshavos levavi al mikdash shekel. Until my heart came to the house of God. V'hu olam hamalachim v'haruchos. Meaning he came to recognize that it's all about olam haba. Kisham sof haschar v'hagumul hakayam. Ki tov ha'olam hazeh eino omeid. Nothing's eternal in this world. Aval ba'acharis v'olam ha'nefashos bo yivchanu ha'tovim v'harayim. There it is ultimate, there it is eternal. So that's the Radak. The Rambam also, big discussion in the Rishonim about the different stages of Olam Haba. There is going to be, the Shmuel says, and the Rambam quotes it, Ein bin Olam Hazeh Olam Haba le'mos ha'mashiach. Maybe the first is going to be Mos ha'mashiach, which is a physical existence, and the only difference is going to be that there's not going to be any Shibud Malchius. But after that, then there's going to be a spiritual existence, all spiritual. The Rambam says in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, of Hilchos Tshuva, Ha'olam Haba, Ein bo Gufu Gvia. There's no bodies. Ela Nefashos HaTzadikim Bilvad, Belo Guf, Kamalachei Asharis. We'll be like angels, just a Nefesh, just a Neshama. Ha'ol Ve'ein bo Gvios, Ein bo, and since there's no body, Ein bo Lo Achila, Lo Shtia, Lo Davrim Yikol HaDvarim, Sheguvas B'nei Adam Tzuichan Lehem. There's nothing, we don't eat and drink or do anything physical, Bo'olam Hazeh, in that world. Ve'lo Yera bo Davrim Min HaDvarim, Shema'arim L'kufas Bo'olam Hazeh, and nothing. No activities could go in yeshiva. There's not going to be sitting. V'yamida, v'sheina, v'misa, v'etza, v'schok. Happy, sad. Kachamur, kachamur, rishonim, ha'olam haba. Ein bolo achilu v'oshtia v'otashra shel tzadikim yoshvim, v'atroseyam b'rosheyam v'ne'anim yizev ashchina. Right, there's no body. And that's why there's no eating. That's why there's no eating. The Ravid, divrei zeh ha'ish be'enai, krovim l'misha omer ein tchias ha'mesim l'gufos, el l'nshamas b'ovad. The Rambam telling me there's no tchias ha'mesim? That's what the Ravid is starting to impute to the Rambam. He doesn't know the Tchias HaMesim. There's a whole controversy. That's why the Rambam had to write Maimer Tchias HaMesim, where he said, of course I believe in it. The Rambam's talking about the ultimate Olam Haba. First, there could be Tchias HaMesim. There could be another stage. V'chaye roshi me'olam, continues the Ravid. Lohaya daiti das chachmi atalmud alzeh. Right? It's not what the Gemara says. Gemara talks about the tzaddikim coming back physical. Asidim tzaddikim sheyamdu bilavusheyen, kavachomer michita. V'chein hayu mitzuyin l'bneyem. Altik bruni bekin levanim. Don't bury me in certain types of clothing because it's going to be embarrassing. V'kol ela mochichin ki bigviyasan him omdim chayim. Right? Efshar shabor yasim bigviyasam chazak ozibrius. Right? We'll get strength. We won't be like the 120-year-old old man that is when one dies. But there's going to be physical. So the Rambam could agree with that. But that's right. The Rambam and the Radak and others. They're the ultimate stage. Is going to be where ultimate eternity comes in. Ah, so now this is the switch, right? Until I understand. Ach, b'chalakos, tashas lama. I understand chalakos, chalak, slippery. Slippery, tashas lama. Hashem is setting for them. Himpal tam l'mashuos. And ultimately, they will fall into a trap. The Malbim says, like you make a trap, and then you clear away a passage in front of the trap in order to then go in. A person goes on the clearing. They think, oh, this is great. This is helping me. It's just the opposite. Eichayu l'shama karaga. In a minute, they will become desolate. Safu, they'll be destroyed. It'll be their sof. Tamu ben balaholos. They will be confounded from all the confusion. Kachalo mehakitz, like a dream, mehakitz. Rashi says, they'll go into a sleep that they'll never wake up from. Mehakitz, from dreams. A ultimate, eternal sleep. Hashem ba'ir tzalmam tivzeh. Hashem in the city, who will make their form disgusting. Ki is chametz lovavi v'kil yosai esh tonan. Pasha pshat, Rashi says this means, when I earlier was having questions, and I wasn't sure, va'ani bar v'lo eda, I was a fool. Behemos ha'itimach, I was like an animal. But now, va'ani tamidimach, or I'm sorry, even then, I was always with you, Hashem. Achaz to b'yad yamini, you held me by my right hand, and you're always with me. I saw a mashal, the Baruch Haim quotes a mashal here, like, behemos hayiti imach, quotes a mashal, let's say there's a man that's very close to his dog. The dog loves him, and he loves the dog, and the dog protects him, and finally one time the man had something, he had to go to the hospital. So he went to the hospital, and the dog was there, the dog followed him to the hospital, and finally, the guy had to go into the operating room. And the dog was like, what's going on here? And he stayed outside the room, and he was barking and barking and barking, where'd they take my master? Finally, they have no choice, they let him in. So fine, they let him in. They see him on the table. He's like, what's going on here? And finally, they take out a knife. And suddenly the dog starts going crazy, barking and barking. So he says, that's b'yemos ayitimach. There's yisurin, there's difficulties, there's knives in this world. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate doctor. That's the mashal there. The Rabbeinu Yonah also talks about his chametz levavi. It's not the pashup shot, but he says sometimes you have to think about something slowly. Let it become chametz. The kill Yosai, and then eshtonan from the word, I will be sharp with it. He says that on the Mishnah of Hevi Mitunim Badin, the first Mishnah there in Pirkei Avos. But you led me in your wisdom. You took me. Mili bashamayim. Who else do I have in heaven? Rashi says, it's only you. I don't trust the malachim. I trust the sun and the moon. Everybody who worships things on in heaven, people who worship things on earth, fire and water, nothing. Mili shamayim. Ve'imcha lo chafatzi ba'aretz. Only you, Hashem. Kala she'iri, I desire, my flesh yearns for you. Ulevavit sur levavi v'chelki elokim lo'olam. I just have a desire for you. I have a tzama. Tzama nafshi. That's what he has. Kinei recheka yobedu, because I know those who are far from you will be lost. Hitzmata kol zenem imeka, those who stray from you will be cut down. V'ani kirvas elokim litov. Amazing. This pasuk sums up our life. Kirvas elokim litov. Look at the Mesulsi Sharm Perak Aleph. He says, this is it. This is the chobas adam bo'olamo, Perak Aleph. He quotes this pasuk right on the first page of the Mesulsi Sharm. Kirva selakim litov. And of course, the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim, Aleph Yud Ches, kirva here doesn't mean in geographical space. You're close. Kirva means yediya. Kirva means close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected. And all the psukim, the Rambam says, that talk about kreva, has this understanding. Krovim elav, kravato shema, v'moshe nigash. And he says, it doesn't matter where you are, if you're on earth or if you're on the outer atmosphere, the outside of Pluto, you're not farther or closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has that great line. Ach tfos es haklal, she'in hevdel bein she'yiyah ha'adam b'merkaz ha'aretz, o b'merome ha'gagal ha'chi. Ilo haya adavar efshari, hare'enu rachok me'ashem kan, v'lo karvi lav sham. El ha'grav elav yisalehu basagaso, v'aricha b'menu l'fi she'sachal b'kach. It's all about da'as. That's the kirva. Shati b'ashem elokim machzi, I put my protection and my bitachon in Hashem l'saper kol malachosecha. I'm going to say all of your malachas. That might be a remnant to what we started the discussion off. We only see part. But when I think about everything that I realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Okay, we'll stop here.